You are listening to Vancouver Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM in Vancouver and various other cable frequencies throughout British Columbia and northwestern Washington State, online 24 hours a day at www.cooperadio.org. The time is 9 p.m. and coming up right now, World Poetry Cafe.
Listen to the World Poetry Cafe every Tuesday night, 9 to 10 p.m. Your favorite multilingual intercultural show featuring poetry, music, writing, and film from Canada and around the world. The World Poetry Cafe, 9 to 10 p.m. Tuesday on Vancouver Cooperative Radio. Welcome to the marvelous world of poetry, the World Poetry Cafe, at 100.5 FM.
Bienvenidos al mundo de la poesía, el mundo de la poesía café. Sintonízanos 100.5 FM.
The World Poetry Cafe is for you, the radio listeners, the stars of the night. Together we can create a universe of respect and love.
Bienvenue au domaine merveilleux du Café Mondial des Poètes, 100.5.
Halina't makinig sa kawili-wiling, daigdig ng tula, ang kapihan at radyo ng mga makata ng sanlibutan.
Wonderful world of poetry, the World Poetry Cafe, your favorite intercultural and bilingual program, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, for all our internet listeners from around the world. You're listening to Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM, the World Poetry Cafe. And tonight we're very excited to have two wonderful artists from the partners in New Westminster that will be celebrating with us at New Westminster Celebrates Asian Heritage Month. And we'll get back to them in a few minutes. And I would like to say that we are very grateful to be on Coast Salish Unceded Territory. Thank you very much for letting us be on there. And I wanted to say hello to another country in Africa that is going to try to listen to us tonight. Now we have 65 countries that listen to us on a regular basis. So hello, Senegal, and hello, Able, as well. Thank you. And the welcoming poem tonight, oh, I forgot to mention that we have a wonderful group here, and we have our fabulous co-host, Israel Mota, and our wonderful technician, Jerry. And for the second time, we have Victor, who will be doing a poetry review after the break. So we're very excited to have all these people on, and Richard Armstrong and Marnie Edge-Rose as well, who are our honored guests. And as a welcome poem, I will do from my last book, ancient last book, several years old, The Best of Creativity Rocks, and these are answers to your creative questions. And all the questions in here came from Co-op Radio listeners. So I thought it would be fun to read the only poem in the book called Song to Creation. And this is in honor of the artists that have come in tonight. May you walk in beauty with your art. May you thrill to the joy of creation. Words flowing onto a blank page, receiving life. May your song reverberate around the world, riding the airways of time and space. May your dance touch the universe, celebrating the liquid flow of the earth. May your paintings resound with color, light, and beauty. May you become your creation, full of vibrant empowerment. May you be in harmony with your bliss, nurturing the silent sound of contentment. Your creative journey blessed as you travel the pathways of the world. Thank you.
Bravo, Ariadne.
And now Israel Mota will do a poem in Spanish.
Yeah, pues,
by Octavio Paz.
Perfecto. Pues buenas noches. 100.5 FM, el mundo de la poesía café. Es primero de abril de 2014. Y pues ya nos vamos a preparar para este programa que es el mundo de la poesía café. Estamos celebrando 100 años de el nacimiento de Octavio Paz. Y voy a leer una poema de Octavio Paz. Y también nos están escuchando ya demasiado en otros países y en México.
¿En México?
Yeah.
Hola, México.
Sí, un saludo a mi amigo Roberto que nos está escuchando esta noche.
Y hola, Chile, donde está Torimoto.
Oh, sí, exactamente, sí. Entonces, pues es de Octavio Paz y se llama Dos Cuerpos, Octavio Paz. Dos cuerpos frente a frente, son a veces dos olas y la noche es océano. Dos cuerpos frente a frente, son a veces dos piedras y la noche desierto. Dos cuerpos frente a frente, son a veces raíces en la noche enlazadas. Dos cuerpos frente a frente, son a veces navajas y la noche relámpago. Dos cuerpos frente a frente son dos astros que caen en un cielo vacío. De Octavio Paz.
Muy bueno.
Gracias.
Two bodies.
Exactamente.
Two bodies.
Pues tenemos a Ariadne y tenemos a Jerry en los controles, tenemos a Víctor y tenemos a dos invitados especiales que los vamos a presentar esta noche. Así es que vamos a prepararnos.
So we're going to map out a bit the show tonight, just for the radio listeners and the people in the studio, which haven't had it mapped out yet. And we're going to be listening next to their welcome song. And then after that, their bios will be read in English and Spanish. And then we'll have the opportunity to ask them some questions about art and creation, poetry.
Perfecto.
And all the exciting things that we're going to be talking about. Then we'll have a brief break with a couple of notices. And then we'll come back with 5 minutes of Victor, who will be doing a special poetry review on a special poet. And then we'll go back to our wonderful honored guests who are here tonight.
Well. Pues como ya escucharon a la jefa, vamos a hacer todo eso, tratar de hacer eso en una hora y vamos a la canción de bienvenida.
We're going to speak quickly. Not really. So we're going to listen now to a harpist from Victoria. Her name is, I'll get back to her name in a minute. I have it written down. I'll do it after the song. And we're going to be listening to her as a welcome song. Oh, it's called The Galloway Shawl. And this is a welcome song for our two honored guests and also for Victor.
In Oran Mor, in the county Galway, one pleasant evening in the month of May, I spied a damsel. She was young and handsome, and her beauty fairly stole my breath away. She wore no jewels or costly diamonds. At all. She wore a bonnet with red. kept on walking. She kept on talking till her father's cottage came into view. Said she, "Come in, sir, and meet me, father, and for to play him the foggy-doo. I played the blackbird and the stack of barley, Rodney's glory and the sang each note like an Irish linnet, and the tears did flow from her eyes so blue. She wore no jewels or costly diamonds, no paint, no powder, no, none at all. She wore a bonnet with ribbons on it, and around her shoulders was the Galway shawl. 'Twas
You're listening to Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM, the World Poetry Cafe. And the singer is Valerie Cardill, a harpist from Victoria, and the song was Galloway Shawl. And now we're going to do the bios of our honored guests, and ladies first. So Marnie Rose was born in Napier, New Zealand, and started to travel in her early 20s upon completing an apprenticeship. After living in Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide, Australia, London, England, and Chicago, USA, Vancouver, Canada felt like home. It was time to put down roots. She lived in this beautiful city since 1992. The next chapter unfolded when she met and married her soulmate, Gary. A career spanning almost 30 years in graphic arts printing industry has led to an opportunity for Marnie Rose to paint full-time. She teaches workshops and demonstrates her techniques to local art clubs. Marnie Rose has been a member of the Federation of Canadian Artists since 2007, earning senior signature status in 2013. She's an elected member of Canadian Society of Painters and Watercolor and the International Guild of Realism, located in Scottsdale, Arizona. Her paintings have won many awards locally and internationally, and she's been invited to write an article for the International Artist Magazine. For more detailed information, please visit her website, www.marnierose.edge.com, and this will be on the World Poetry website tomorrow. So I just also wanted to say that she did a beautiful poem, a beautiful painting with my poem, The Ancestor, for Chief Rhonda Larrabee, and it was a poem and artist combination. And it was just such a beautiful piece. Rhonda fell in love with it, actually. She just loved it. And I thought it was so neat, because sometimes when you write a poem, you can find the painting that corresponds to it right away. And when we did that with the Delta artists, that's the same thing that we did as well. So Richard will be coming up next, but we'll let Israel do the bio in Spanish for Marnie Rose. And the only thing I would like to say about Richard and Marnie Rose is that they're part of the New Westminster Artists Society, and they will be our partners for World Poetry Celebrates Asian Heritage Month in May. So that will be a big adventure. We have art and music and business all coming together, plus poetry.
Por supuesto.
Richard Armstrong will be coming up next.
So okay, pues les voy a leer rápidamente la biografía de Marnie Rose. Y dice así,
Marnie Rose nació en Napier, Nueva Zelanda, y empezó a viajar cuando tenía 20 años después de completar su aprendizaje como fotolitografía. Después de vivir en Melbourne, en Sydney y después en Australia, Londres, Inglaterra y en Chicago, Estados Unidos, Vancouver, Canadá, se sintió como en casa. Ya era hora de echar raíces y dice que ha vivido una hermosa vida en esta ciudad desde 1992 y que vive en New Westminster. Y el siguiente capítulo se desarrolló cuando la conoció, bueno, se casó y conoció al alma gemela, que es Gary, y en el mismo año empezó a pintar acuarelas. Una carrera que abarca casi 30 años en la industria de artes gráficas, impresión, y también enseña a principiantes e intermedios y clases acuarelas, y también tiene un centro de 50 comunidades en New Westminster, y también usa técnicas florales a los cuales usa el arte, y también está en la firma en la Federación de Artistas Canadienses desde 2011. Esta firma fue en el 2013, y también, pues, si tienen tener sus datos, lo vamos a poner en el mundo de la poesía café. Y también escribió algo muy bonito sobre sus acuarelas y todo eso, se los voy a leer. Dice así: la luz y el color son los componentes energéticos de mis pinturas que estimulan los sentimientos. Las emociones vienen cuando las capas de pintura construyen fuertes contrastes y el espectador puede sentir la fragilidad de una flor con los ojos y sentir el perfume alrededor de ellos cuando toma una respiración profunda. Así es que esta es la biografía de Bio Marley.
Gracias, Israel.
Nada.
So we'll go right on to Richard, and then we'll have them both speak one at a time, because they're sharing a mic. Richard Armstrong is a New West resident who has been painting and drawing for 25 years, attended the Victoria College of Art to learn how to draw properly, and the Center for Digital Imaging and Sound to learn how to manipulate images in the digital world. A longtime member of the Heritage Life Drawing Society, Richard is quite interested in portraying the human form, broken down into its constituent bits of coarse and merged together to form not quite what you may expect from a life drawing session. As president of the New West Artists for the past 2 years, he has watched the local art scene explode with shows taking place around the clock within New Westminster. The third annual Art Squared exhibit will take place in early May at the River Market, so do not miss seeing several hundred 12 by 12 inch pictures along with the best of the collection.
Okay, pues ahora yo les voy a leer la biografía de Richard Armstrong, y dice así: Richard Armstrong es un residente de New Westminster que ha estado pintando y dibujando desde hace ya 25 años. Asistió a la Universidad de Victoria de Arte para aprender a dibujar correctamente y en el Centro de la Imagen, Sonido y Digital, aprender a manipular imágenes en el mundo digital. Un miembro de mucho tiempo en la sociedad Drawing Life Heritage, y Richard está muy interesado en retratar la forma humana. Como presidente de los artistas de New Westminster, durante los últimos 2 años se ha observado las escenas artísticas local explode, como los espectáculos que tendrán lugar durante todo el día dentro de New Westminster, y la tercera exposición de arte anual es tendrá lugar de 2 a 4 de mayo en el mercado de Río, así es que no te lo pierdas. Y vamos, esta es la biografía de Richard Armstrong.
Welcome, Richard, and welcome, Marnie.
Bienvenidos.
Thank you.
So, would you like to make a statement to the world here?
I am honored to be here with so many wonderful wordsmiths. Words are not my strength. I'm a visual artist. So this is quite a new experience for me. So bear with me. But and of course, I don't have an accent at all.
You had in your bio, which unfortunately, because in the interest of time, I didn't print out, but Israel did it in Spanish, and it sounds so beautiful. Can you kind of remember what it said?
My bio?
Your statement, artist statement.
My
sorry.
I went to her website.
Oh, that's and, where you got it, yeah.
And,
yeah.
And you talk about how the emotions going through colors.
Light and color are my
beautiful
total inspiration, right? And and to paint flowers are such a... the petals are so translucent. They're such a wonderful carrier of the light.
Yeah.
So, and so many people have commented that they could smell the roses that I paint. So it's pretty amazing to walk into a room and actually smell roses when nobody's wearing perfume, which happened at my opening a couple of years ago in New West in the Queen's Park.
Wow, that's amazing. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Can you tell us your muy breve?
Sí, pues nada más está, como les leí el mensaje, la biografía y está, ahorita estamos hablando con Rose. Pues nomás le estaba dando la bienvenida y dijo que se sentía un poco nervioso, pero pues está feliz. Y también estábamos hablando un poco sobre lo que escribió sobre el arte y cómo es que ella pinta y lo transforma en un poema. Entonces, dice que cuando lee este pedacito de poema que ella escribió sobre cómo ella pinta, dice que a veces la gente dice que pueden oler casi las flores de cómo es que ella lo traduce. Wow, very interesting.
I was going to ask you also about the ancestor painting. It just seems so real to the vision I had, in a sense.
Yeah.
And I was wondering how you reached that. Was it through the poem, or was it through your own inspiration or combination?
It was the poem. Oh my God, it was so strong, the inspiration from that poem. The New West Artists group did the collaboration with poems, and I almost did not actually participate. And it was kind of at the last minute I put up my hand and I drew Ariadne's poem, The Ancestor, and there was such a strong connection to it, and it drove me to go research Chief Rhonda. And it was so fascinating to actually take in so much. And I had a vision when I was reading that poem of what I was going to paint.
Wow.
So it was so instant.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah, we're planning to do a life celebration of her mom in June. Chief Rhonda's mother. So that'll be fun.
Yes.
She will be organizing it, and we'll just be back up at the library. So that'll be fun.
It will.
And she'll also be opening at the Asian Heritage Month.
Oh, excellent. Because I actually got to meet her when the paintings were displayed, and it was such an honor. It really was.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Ya, pues solamente estaba diciendo que sí, que al escribir solamente pasa en el momento, que ella solamente tomó un lápiz y empezó a escribir lo que iba a pintar. Es muy interesante cómo se escucha. It's very interesting how you say that you just start to write what you are going to paint.
Or read.
I don't know. What happened first? I
read the poem first, and it created the vision of what I was going to paint. And the painting is 36 by 24, so it had to go big, and it was very textural as well, because I had the big trees, and there's a river, Fraser River, and I did fish with the foil, so they were shimmery in the water, and
beautiful
animals coming to drink, and Chief Rhonda was under the totem pole. And while I was painting it, there was a spirit that actually ended up, the face came out of it, and I had to keep that, and it was in the underpainting.
And I believe you. You know why it's very interesting? I've been working, and we always, interview a lot of artists and, poets. But when artists or poets start to talk in their job about energy, It's very different. It's that something like a very magical happening yes. situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And like I think that I make something very special the job or yeah. the art that you're doing. And it's I think you are getting a connection with the public for sure.
Yes,
and for sure.
I think and it's very important for me just to see that kind of job because they're the best.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I wrote that poem when Will Poetry celebrated the 150th anniversary of New Westminster. And at that time, the original poet laureate was there. And I showed her the poem, and she said, oh, that was before she passed on. And she said, oh, good poem. You know, she didn't say much because she wasn't too well.
Yeah.
But that meant a lot to me, and it was on display and read there as well. So I think with Rhonda, she's just amazing. She's even come back from Ottawa early to be able to open an event of ours. And, you know, she's just put herself out to...
She's very generous.
To be
very giving.
Supportive. Right? Yeah. Yeah. So now we should go on to Richard. Oh, my, Richard, you're waiting patiently in the wings here while we're hogging the show. So Richard is also a poet, and one of the things I thought maybe Richard would like to say a little bit about himself, and he might have to get closer to the microphone. This is a shared everything tonight.
Thank you for having us on the radio. It's a real pleasure to be here. And truly, Marnie Rose's painting of Ariadne's poem was fabulous. Mm-hmm. It was a magical picture and one of the highlights of the show. So as a poet, I just have to say the combination of painting and poetry together has created a lot of buzz in New Westminster, and I think other groups have kind of picked up our theme, and we just want to carry on with that theme and try and create more interest in merging of different disciplines.
Mm-hmm. That's great, yeah. So, Richard, what inspires you? Is it words or what about the digital part of it, too? That would be really interesting to find out more about.
Well, the digital aspect, it's just another tool. It's not any different from using paint or a pencil.
Right.
It's just another tool to add to your toolbox. I think it's all about energy, as you were talking about earlier. It's... energy, you're aware of life, you want to live life, you want to love, you want to express yourself, whether you're a hockey player or whether you're an artist or a musician, we all have the urge to portray ourselves in whatever aspect it is. And so for me specifically, it's the combination of poetry, of words, and visual images.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Estamos ahora con Richard Armstrong y lo que está diciendo es de que pues está pues es, le inspira mucho lo que hace y que no está mucho de lejos, que es solamente otra herramienta, porque les recuerdo que él hace pinta, pero es pintura digital, y dice que pues es lo mismo, pero que también es otro instrumento. Richard, you know what, like I really like digital drawing. I'm started to draw when it was, you know, this huge computer my father he bought, and I was using Corel Draw. And I think was the first one. And you know what, as you say, I was such a magical experience to, you say, you know, like you portray things or you just play, but for sure make things magical and easy and instant. Mm-hmm. For sure, I really like it a lot. So it's an honor to meet you both. You have it's a kind of such a team tonight, like a painting and energy and digital thing. Like awesome, I'm very happy.
Well, I think that most of the poets or creators that come in, like the word create means bring forth from the void, and it seems like everybody that is a creator also brings the magic with them for the most part, and it seems like everyone that we've had on, whether it's writers or whatever, dancers even, it's that creative spark, that creative energy that that flows through.
Yeah, yes, we're always building something. We take nothing and we create something out of it. Mm-hmm. And it's always positive energy. I'm also a runner, and one of the reasons I like going to races, there are no depressed people at a foot race. Everybody there is really excited. And artists are like that too. I mean, it's a job where you don't really make a lot of money. You spend a lot of time by yourself in a room. And the reward that you get is maybe another artist who knows what you're going through says, you know, I really like your work. And for most of us, we don't really get a lot of public acclaim or recognition. But by working together, it helps.
Well, that's what we're here, and that's what we're going to ask you your information, first of all, and put you in the website. Secondly, no, you know what? I think it's like a lot of luck or information or communication. I think it started to open up more for a lot of artists, because I think sometimes it's all about this publicity, who is making more for who you are working for. But I don't think it's about that. It's about working together, because everybody will deserve, and it's for everybody, this whole a universal, you know, like fortune that is over there waiting for us, for sure. But yeah, you're such an amazing team. I'm very happy to have you here, guys.
Well, thank you.
So where we can find you? First of all, we can, that's okay, really?
We have to do station ID.
Okay.
Otherwise, I will be in great trouble.
Okay.
You're listening to Co-op Radio 100.5 FM, the Whale Poetry Cafe. And that's a good idea to say where they can be found on the website. It will be going on site tomorrow. The other mention that I had from Richard is, where can your paintings be seen? And I guess at the River Market. And where can your paintings be seen?
We have a website, newwestartists.com.
Okay.
And our next big show will be May 2 to the 4th at the River Market in New Westminster. It's Art Squared / Music Framed, where Music Framed is a show all about pictures based on music.
So I think I have that for the website tomorrow. Maybe I don't have the New West Artists website, so if one of you could send it to me, I'll be putting it on tonight or tomorrow. It takes me about an hour and a half to put stuff on, but I'll be doing that. So I guess that answers those two questions, and I think we need to go to the second song and do a brief information poetic news, and then have Victor, and then we'll come back with you in a few minutes. So again, you're listening to Co-op Radio 100.5 FM, the Whale Poetry Cafe.
Regresamos.
So the next CD is by Terrence Warby from Salt Spring Island, and I used to play with their band. They only allowed me to play the spoons, but it was great fun. It took me quite a bit of work to play the spoons. I used to teach piano, so I was better at the piano than the spoons. But it's called Celtic Harp, and it's called Four Strong Wings.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the World Poetry Cafe, 100.5 FM. And the news that we have this coming Friday is the publisher of the Spanglish magazine, Maria Margot Ayala, es tiene el gusto de invitarlos a presentación de su libro Auxilio, Soy un inmigrante. Fecha, viernes 4, abril 2014, hora de las 6 a las 8, lugar Surrey Center Library, room 418, and that's 10350 University Drive, Surrey, BC. Maria Margot is the publisher of the Spanglish magazine, and she's done a lot, and she's presenting her brand new book, Exile, I Am an Immigrant. February the 4th, coming up this Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Surrey Center Library. And you can go by SkyTrain. It's very easy to go. So very quickly, before Victor comes on, World Poetry celebrates the Great National Poetry Month face-offs. Britannia Community Center, April 12th, 2 to 4, with our partners, the Britannia Community Center, Ice Skating Rink. We've never been near an ice skating rink before. Fourth annual Poetathon, World Poetry Vancouver and World Poetry New Westminster. Bring a poem on peace or any other subjects. Bring friends, family, students. Receive a Poetathon certificate. Host Ariadne Sawyer and Una Bruins. Feature show Riley, Alan Gerland, Jude Neal, Bowen Island, Sherry Dougal. Free raffle, refreshments, and fun. And 604-526-4729. And that's the news. And that will be April 12th coming up for the first of the great Poetathon face-offs. The timed information will be sent to the States, and the peace information will be sent to the Guinness Book of Records as soon as we're done with the Poetathon. So now we have the honor to present Victor Schwartzman, who will be doing a monthly poetry review the first Tuesday of each month on the radio show. He's been the poetry editor of a small online magazine, Target Audience, for 6 years. He reviews non-mainstream poets he likes. He won't write about stuff he doesn't like. And his graphic novel, sure. The Winnipeg Weekly Herald, is currently serialized by the great Canadian lit site Red Fez. And he also volunteers a weekly satiric column for Accessibility News in Ontario on disability issues. And he still writes that monthly poetry review. And now he'll still be on the air with a poetry review on our show. So welcome, Victor.
Well, thanks for inviting me back, and good morning, good noon, and good night to anyone who's listening to World Poetry Cafe anywhere in the world. I've got 5 minutes, and what I'm going to do is talk about Lynn Lifshin, L-I-F-S-H-I-N. Lynn has been called the queen of American literary quarterlies because she's had poetry published in virtually all of them. And I'm going to read a couple of poems of hers back to back in celebration of her poetry being anthologized by the New York Quarterly, and they just come out now with that book. She's actually published over 100 books of poetry. It's remarkable. Now, here are two stories, and I chose them, these poems, partly because they're about newcomers and what can happen to newcomers. She comes from Russian immigrant parents, so that's the background here. So, here's the first poem. From the first weeks in New York, if my grandfather could have written a postcard, if he had the words, the language, if he could spell if, he wasn't only selling pencils, but knew how to use them, make the shapes for words he doesn't know, if he was not weighed down with a pack that made red marks on his shoulder, rubbed the skin that grew pale under layers of wet wool. He might have taken the brown wrapping paper and tried to write three lines in Russian to a mother or aunt he might never see again, but instead, too tired to wash hair smelling of burning leaves, he walked through, he curled up in a blue quilt, all that remained of the cottage he had fled that night running past straw roofs on fire, and dreamt of those tall black pines, but not of how, not yet 17. He will one day live in a house that he will own, more grand than any he saw in the old country. So that is what her grandfather came from. And now let's skip a generation, and now she's writing about her dad. And one of the interesting things about Lifshin is that her writing is very clear, but you need to keep reading it again because there are layers, as in any good poem. For example, in this one is called The Other Fathers. The other fathers would be coming back from some war, sending back stuffed birds or a handkerchief in navy blue with love painted on it. Some send telegrams for birthdays, the pasted letters like jewels. The magazines for children were full of fathers who were doing what had to be done, were serving, were brave. Someone said there'd be confetti in the streets and maybe no school, that soon we'd have bananas. My father sat in the gray chair, war after war, hardly said a word at dinner. I wished he had gone away with the others, so maybe he would be coming back to us. Two totally different guys and two totally different experiences. Lynn Lifshin is really worth checking out. Again, Lifshin, and she's got a new anthology just coming out from the New York Quarterly Publishing Company.
Thank you so much, Victor. Bravo, bravo. Very interesting. Good review, Victor. And now I'll go back to Marnie. And Marnie, what about your other paintings? I think you were talking about one of your paintings where people insisted that it must be perfumed. Could you tell us a little bit about that one, how real it was to them and how they could actually smell the perfume?
So I did a series of roses from the New Westminster Rose Garden, and these are watercolor, but up to 4 feet in width and height. So I did varying sizes, but the ones that were 4 feet, that are 4 feet by 32 inches, they are breathtaking with the light on them, and you feel like you could just bury your head in these roses. So they're so hence it was, you close your eyes and you can just smell the perfume.
That's really amazing.
Yeah.
So have you had any other paintings that caught people's attention in that way in terms of smell?
Well, most of my florals do that. I have peonies as well, and it's like I grew a garden, a scented garden, so that I could capture the feeling of this.
Wow.
So It's to attract birds, and it's to, and the sense of smell.
Did you ever try putting one out in the garden and seeing if the birds came?
No, they might poop on it.
Might be so good. How about Richard? How about you? Is there anything of your painting that sort of especially speaks to you? One of your paintings? I know I've seen some, and they're really good. They're beautiful.
Not off the bat, no. I'm more interested in the present and moving forward into the future. What's done is done. The only thing I can say with consistency is I think my work is more about ideas. And so if I paint a flower, it doesn't really tend to look like Marnie's flower. My flower is more like an idea of a flower. It's not the realistic portrayal of one. So you can take that in a lot of different ways. I mean, how do you envision a flower? If you're depressed, maybe your flower is dark and has lots of thorns on it.
I know the only thing I know is your flower is not depressed because you run. Yeah. That's good.
So just going back to your comment about the present, what's the present like for Richard?
Present is good. I've been doing some good painting lately, working on organizing the show. I'm surrounded by good, hardworking people on the executive. And I know that members of New West Artists are cranking out a lot of art. So we're going to put on a good show. And for now, that's about it.
And what about the future? He's back again. He doesn't want to be.
Well, I saw Leonard Cohen's Chelsea Hotel the other day, and Leonard did the famous song, The Future. So we have to make the future. Mm-hmm. And it's effort, and it's hard work, and it's an uphill struggle, but we have to make the future that we want. So we have to fight for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the work can be seen at newwestartists.com.
Perfecto. Super, yeah.
Pues lo que estaba diciendo Richard, que Ariana le estaba preguntando que del presente y del futuro, y del, sobre todo dijo Richard del futuro, que el futuro, pues hay que hacerlo y hay que luchar por el futuro, porque el futuro de hecho todavía no está ahí, no, todavía no llegamos, pero tiene, Richard tiene una visión muy positiva sobre la vida. Uh-huh. y sobre cómo habla sobre el arte. Sobre todo sobre el arte, que dice que cuando trabaja con el arte, su arte son más sobre ideas. Uh-huh. Y que la idea sobre una flor que otro puede pintar, pues para él es diferente. Entonces, uh-huh, hay que ir a su website y y checar su trabajo. Do you have a contact information, Richard, or a website? Okay, we're gonna and then checar su información y vamos a ver su trabajo. Me encanta.
Well,
yeah.
I think if people go to the New West Artists website, they'll be able to see Richard.
Okay,
ya,
tienes que ir al website New West Mister.
Yeah.
Y ahí vayan a ver su trabajo. Va a ser mayo 2 y mayo 4.
Yeah,
entonces allá van a estar. Y también vamos a tener a Marnie Rose.
The river markets really neat too. So it's fun to go down there and see as well. And
okay,
when I was getting my master's degree, we had to do a program on future forecasting. And that reminded me what you were saying. And I had to take people, like a tick stop business people, they would do futures forecasting, you know, like pigs and whatever, grain, corn, whatever. And they had to pick like a date several months ahead, 6 months to 8 months ahead. And then they had to predict what the market would be. And there was another one, newspaper headlines and stuff like that. And it was amazing, like when they and their minds moved forward into the future. The ones like the stock people, the people that were future traders, they were probably accurate because we checked back with them. They were probably accurate maybe 85% to 90%. And the newspaper headlines were a bit more vague, but it was still over. It was like 60. It would be a certain day, like what would the Vancouver Sun have on that certain day? And that was probably 60. Of headlines. So I like what you said about, because our brains are so malleable, you know, we can go backwards and forwards and stay in time as well. And time, of course, is just a perception anyway. And so I just thought it was interesting what you were saying about creating the future. Thank you, Richard.
Do you want to say something to your family, friends? Say hello, I'm here.
New West Mr. Artist.
Hello, New West Mr. Artist. And actually, for a continuation on of what I was just saying, we have a choice. We can choose positive energy or negative energy. And the future is going to be what we make it to be. Then it's a choice. So how do we want to live our lives? Do we want to have fun? Do we want to share what we have with other people, or do we want to keep it all to ourselves? It's a choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anybody you want to say hello to?
Sure. I'd like to say hi to all the newest artists that are listening, and any artists worldwide that are listening as well. This is quite impressive, 65 countries.
Yes. 65.
Yeah. It's very good. So, and, you know, if any artists are out there that want to get in touch with me, they can through my website at marnieroseedge.com. And it's MarnieRoseEdge.com.
And it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I find that so many of our international poets and artists, some of them are going to be coming for our fourth World Poetry International Peace Festival. And I find a number of them are also artists or photographers, poets. It's sort of like a renaissance of an explosion. And maybe it's an explosion of the positiveness.
Yes.
That sort of offset the negative.
Yeah.
But I find it so important to contact or promote all the young people that have good hearts and are trying to do humanitarian things, and also to give them support, and because at that age they absolutely need it, because they're going to be going in certain directions, and if they're going in one direction, as Richard says, they may turn into a terrorist or whatever. If they're going in another direction, they may turn into an artist, you know, or
that's right.
A musician or a humanitarian. So I think it's so important that we all try to promote the young and bring out, as long as they have good hearts and are humanitarian and positive, like Richard says, they need that support.
But it's also very important to promote the arts in our lives, because art enriches,
yeah,
right? It sure makes such an impact of, and to take it away out of schools is such a bad thing to do. We really need to support and promote.
Yes, that's right.
I'm very agree with what Mari said, that it's very important to create communities, to support the communities, and more with arts or with sports or whatever, and more that involve kids or young people or adult people. It's been happening, demonstrating, and a lot of studies that countries support their communities became less violent.
Exactly.
And it's very important.
Yeah.
And this part of the situation that we are in the world to support, I think that the job of the artists that they have is very important. Even as Richard said, like before, that the sometimes people, because you're an artist, they see that job as more like entertainment, but it's not. It's a job, and it's a very important job.
It is.
To have an artist working with a community, sure.
And the social statement as well, right?
Definitely.
So many people don't really realize what's going on, but an artist will put it out there as a social statement and make people take notice.
Mm-hmm. And again, what I said, and there is a job with the community and the energy that you put into these hours that you decide to be mostly like is a positive energy all the time there with artists, people. And this, what we're doing now is very important. Like, it's very cool.
I'm being hypnotized by Jerry. We have 1 minute left. I would like to thank... 2 minutes left.
Oh,
I missed a finger. We'd like to thank our wonderful artists and also visionaries. It's fantastic. And thank you so much for coming in. And thank you, Israel, for co-hosting. Thank you, Victor, for that great review. And thank you, Jerry. And next week we have Lisa Shatsky from Bowen Island, who will be calling in. She's a poet. So we have a mixed bag for April. I'll be putting it on the Facebook.
Yeah, I want to say thank you to the guests. Thank you to Victor, to Jerry. And thank you very much. Also, I want to say thank you to all my friends. I became a citizen, Canadian citizen yesterday.
Congratulations!
I want to say thank you all my friends, been through these all ages, My family, thank you very much. My partner, they love so much. It's been always with me. And thank you to the life. Thank you to this moment. Thank you, Ariadne, to give me that such an amazing time and opportunity. Yeah. I'm very blessed. Thank you very much.
Your English is just in your interviewing skills.
I love it.
We're leaving, but thank you.
100.5 FM en el mundo de la poesía del café. Nos vemos la próxima semana. Así es que se nos acabó el tiempo.
We're being carried out.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Listen to the World Poetry Cafe every Tuesday night, 9 to 10 p.m. Your favorite multilingual intercultural show. Featuring poetry, music, writing, and film from Canada and around the world. The World Poetry Cafe, 9 to 10 p.m. Tuesday on Vancouver Cooperative Radio.
Like what you hear on Vancouver Co-op Radio CFRO 100.5 FM? Donate to the station and become a member of Vancouver's only community-owned and run radio station. As a member-owned cooperative, Co-op Radio doesn't have one owner. We have about 30,000 owners. We don't accept commercial advertising. We generate our revenue through donations from our members and listeners. Donate to Co-op Radio, become a member, and help us continue to make independent alternative radio. Visit Co-op.
Looking for a show that promotes compassionate living with respect for all beings on Earth?
Animal Voices is Vancouver's and Western Canada's only animal advocacy and vegan radio program.
Bringing you all the animal and vegan-related news, events, interviews, lifestyle, and commentary you need to keep up to date on what's happening both locally and internationally.
We at Animal Voices encourage the movement toward a world in which animals are treated with compassion and mercy.
So please do tune in every Friday from noon to 1 p.m. on 100.5 FM, and remember to be kind to the animals.
You're listening to Vancouver Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM here in Vancouver, various other cable frequencies throughout British Columbia and northwestern Washington State, and online 24 hours a day at www.coopradio.org. It's 10 p.m. and coming up right now, Urban Renewal Project.
Existence, there were a people that persisted in establishing a beautiful land. And in this place there was a king that hailed from the land of the Nubian, and he ruled with a mighty black hand. His name was Taharqa, and knowledge was his river that flowed like the powerful Nile. And in this great nation he fertilized the population with wisdom to every man, woman, and child. Now Taharqa had a council that he trusted with his life, and that was the royal.